episode disclaimer. We went off on this one. We went off. There's a few words in here that's flying around you might not like. So I'm warning you now, okay? But it is an awesome episode. I love chopping it up with my honey. I love chit-chatting with him. I love when he's able to just express himself freely and I don't get offended. There's a lot of people who say he's so disrespectful to you. And I'm like, I want him to speak his mind. I want him to say the things that he needs to say the way he needs to say them, not the way I need to hear them. And then after both of us express ourselves, you know, and we take in the information, we filter it, you know, we process it, and then we come back and discuss it. And if I have a problem with it, if he has a problem with it, we for sure gonna see how we can work it out, how we can compromise, and there's just some things that people are not willing to change. And that's the beauty of a relationship. You have to figure out who's the person you wanna deal with and the bullshit that you gonna deal with. Because once you meet somebody, it's the core. That core is not going anywhere. They're always going to show up. That core is always going to show up no matter how long y'all been together. So enjoy this episode. I think it's called For All the Right Reasons. I don't know what episode number it is, but it's really good. So tap in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, all that great stuff. Again, this is Damayango Boys de la Calle. Disfruta. Gotta call it gender roles, ain't like another name for it or something.
Gender roles? What you talking about?
Everybody says that there's roles that.
There's a role for a man and a role for a woman. That's a gender role, but in a relationship, that's different.
Explain to me.
Shit, there's a role as a man that you gotta play on this planet. Whether you have a woman or not.
Who? And vice versa.
For sure.
And what's the role you believe is the man's role?
I mean, each man has a different role to play. Everybody ain't the same.
Depending on, like, your assignment in life, basically.
No.
What?
Depending on the tools that you've been given.
Yeah, I call it your assignment, basically.
That's not, you know, what assignment?
Everybody has a position to play in life, and I believe, like, that positions you for whatever it is that you need to do in this universe. Like, I don't know what it is, like, each person's role. I only know that, you know, my calling, you know, is what it is.
What is your calling?
I'm here to lift spirits. I think I'm a light bearer.
That's it. How do you lift spirits?
There's tons of different ways to lift spirits. But as a woman, I'm a natural nurturer. So I don't sing. I don't dance. I'm not into rocket science. You feel me?
So what do you do to nurture?
Wow. A lot of things.
Like what?
Listen. I think listening is the key to nurturing. A lot of people are missing that. Element in life. Like, they have people that they can talk to, but who really listens? And I'm learning to master the art of listening. I haven't perfected it yet, and I think it's a lifelong thing. I'm learning how to really listen with an open heart and try to be of service to those, you know, who need to listen and hear. Does that make sense? I mean, that's my role, I feel, as a woman.
That's all that you need to do?
No, I'm a nurturer. So nurturing comes in different forms, but right now, that's the active role I'm playing.
You're getting better at it.
Trying to understand. I'm working at it. I'm trying to understand people more, you know?
That's what's up. As a man, I mean, I should be concentrated more on how my kids are being raised and what their influences are. That's what's on my mind, you know what I mean? And positioning has a lot to do with it. Positioning myself to be able to do it better than I've been doing it. Protector, provider, all of that is involved.
Wow, both roles are responsible for being a protector and a provider.
Yeah, but I feel like men do it better than women.
Right.
I feel like women could do a way better job than they're doing. Especially when it comes to black men.
Right, so your role is more of protector, provider. What else?
My role specifically, mine, is to protect and to inform whoever it is around me that's of good spirit, their heart's in the right place, and if they're looking for information, looking for knowledge, looking for ways to execute what they do know so they can better themselves, to be an example the best way I can. I'm not a role model, but the things that I do, I mean, when it comes to other people.
I don't think anybody's a role model. I think that's something that was just made up.
By white society.
Yeah.
I think everything that we do out here has been made up by white society.
I agree with that too.
The creative part.
Gender roles, toxic masculinity, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a bunch of white people who don't know themselves.
OCD.
Not cool with themselves.
Everything that puts you inside a box and categorize you, I think, is...
I despise it all.
Yeah, I know you do, definitely.
I despise whoever mimics those characteristics.
It's hard. I think we all mimic them until a certain point.
I don't.
You mimic some of them.
No, I don't.
It's inevitable.
Be
not
clear.
To until you break.
Be
that
clear, because you just made a statement that I don't agree with, and you're not saying what.
I think that.
I work a job.
A lot of the time, no, I wasn't gonna say that. I think you going against it so hard is a plight of theirs as well. You know what I mean? Because to be a leader, you have to learn how to follow as well.
I don't go against it, and a leader doesn't follow whatever there is to follow.
I didn't say whatever.
I don't go against it. I just don't agree with it to the point where I wish it didn't exist.
Yeah, but I mean it's affected you a lot because you're so against it. And I think that's men. I think men try to
be... as a black man.
Black men try to be so against it that it affects them in
against
ways...
Against what? You can't... Like, you gotta... The frustration, the animosity and all of that, you gotta... That grows... You can't wait till a black man get 30 and say what you're saying right now. Because my whole life... Whatever it is that you say I'm going against, it's been going against me my whole life. When I didn't know what it was going against me. When I couldn't understand what this battle between race and spirit and all of this was going on, I didn't understand what it was, but it was still not working in my favor. So my whole life...
It's none of our favors,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about a black man from a black man's perspective.
I get that.
It's never been in my favor. So now that I'm able to register all of this... Of course I'm not going to be with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It took you a while to learn how to play the chess game. You feel me? It takes a lot of men to understand how to play the chess game.
I'm not playing it, though.
You even said it yourself.
I'm not playing the game,
I know, but listen, you even said it yourself. Women are more calculating because they don't have the physical strength that men have, right? So women know how to maneuver a little bit better.
I wouldn't say better. I just say to their advantage.
To their advantage. So that's what a lot of black men are lacking, is learning how to use it to your advantage until you're able to, you know what I'm saying, get to the destination or whatever, the goal or the whatever it is. It's a process. And they try to skip the whole process. And when you skip the whole process, it kind of fucks you up sometimes.
I think what fucks niggas up is the union that's been broken between black men and black women, because
the roles.
Yeah, the union. the union.
That's a part of
because if a black woman knows how to move calculated, why don't she educate her black man on how to move calculated?
What man is going to actually listen to the woman, though? It takes a real man to listen to a woman. To their woman, who they call queen.
I mean, yeah, you get, but you got to get them to listen. If you that good, you got to get them to listen.
Nah, see,
you can get them to do everything else.
That's what
if
it
you
is.
Can get a, if you can get a man to buy you a house and a car, and you can get a man to do all of these other things, you can get them to listen.
Those are the men that listen.
The ones that buy all those things for you.
Yeah, they listen a little bit easier because they're not afraid to step into their role. A lot of men nowadays, like you said, I think the roles have reversed. Roles have definitely reversed in this day and age. Definitely from the time that I started dating to now. Men are just, I ain't about to trick on that bitch. Making that, like, what?
If it's a bitch, then I get it.
But you gonna give her some dick, though. I'm like, nigga, that's your most prized possession is your body, your temple, man. You allowing those energies to exchange.
Everybody don't move like that.
I know everybody don't move like that. I'm just explaining how the breakdown continues. And then after we continue to allow all these things to happen because everything is fair game now. There's no standards. There's no guidelines. No one enforces them on each other. It's a free-for-all. Women can talk the way and do what the fuck they want to do. Niggas can do the same. It's like, no. What you think gonna happen? What you think gonna happen? The lines is gonna get blurred. It's inevitable.
I think women try to take on a role that they know they're not built for.
I think more so than that, I don't think they sometimes are positioned or put in that position because of the men that they choose.
So whose fault is that?
And I think it's not whose fault. It's just like,
if you chose to do something, that's your doing.
No, it's accountability. Yeah, everyone needs to take accountability in it as well.
You can't call a nigga a bitch ass nigga, a bum ass nigga, and look down on him when you sleeping with him, giving him the cat and all
can't.
That. You can't.
No, I'm
but women do that.
There's accountability in all of that. It's just, like I said, they do that because they're mad at themselves for choosing who they chose. And same for the
and that's And that's okay, though.
It's not okay.
Women still do it.
It's okay to get upset, but it's not okay to try to break somebody's spirit because of your choices.
Women still
you know
do
saying?
It. God
yes,
damn.
Most definitely. I'm not.
Jada
I'm not,
Pinkett.
I'm not. I am not disagreeing
Jada
with
Pinkett.
That.
Jada Pinkett.
I'm just saying it's a vicious cycle. You know what I mean? I don't think the men's intent with the woman was right in the first place either. So let's start.
As far
from
as what?
From why people are getting together now. It's always, to me, it's not for the right purpose anymore. It's always for personal gain. And of course, you have to look out for self. I get that. But
women do that more than men.
They do, yes. Because they're not hunters and stuff like men are. You know what I'm saying? Men will go get it real quick and easy.
I mean, yeah, we just talking about humans. Because
you know what I'm saying?
Animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Women go get it.
Yeah, I get it. That's why women prey on certain people the same way the men do. You know what I'm saying? But
I think women do it a lot more than men.
Hell yeah, that's why. But you gotta understand, though, it's the way it's set up. Look, why do dudes dress the way they do? Why do dudes wear the cologne that they wear? Why do men show off their money? You know what I mean? Like, it's all a plot.
Because they want to impress a misguided woman.
Most definitely. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to state. So it's a cycle. It's a cycle that not just the men repeat, but the women repeat. And then in turn, they want something beautiful out of that. You're not going to reap those type of benefits from trying to do something out of that doesn't come out of love. The beginning, the foundation of it has to come from love.
So how do you get it to benefit? How do you get the results that you need?
For one, people need to stop living in this microwave world. Do you know what that means?
No.
Instant gratification.
Women.
It's not gonna happen.
Women.
Everything that's worth living for comes at a price, and that price is sacrifice.
But I say women because niggas don't get instant gratification from a woman. They got to do hella shit before they get what it is they want.
Yeah, but see, but they leave what they did though. They leave with sex. That's all they really want.
Not all men.
A majority of men are like that, babe. If women didn't think that, they wouldn't, you know, try to use their pussy as the prized possession. Like, I know this what this nigga want. So if this nigga want, he'll do anything for this. So guess what? He gonna have to do anything for this. Now if a man had that worth about their own body, you know what I'm saying? Then that shit would be cool. It would be better.
Feel like, remember I told you, your temple, babe, don't be giving motherfuckers your shit. Man, that shit is precious. You gotta think of it like that. And then when women...
How long did it take you to get that?
Who? That my body's precious?
Yeah.
I've been like that for a minute.
How long did it take you to get that?
To really... I thought like that from the beginning, but I didn't use it for good game. You understand what I'm saying?
That makes no sense.
So, I knew my body was precious.
But you still gave it away for game.
Yes, because I didn't understand my worth. So, once I understood my real worth and what I really mean to this... whatever this is... I understood that I can gain so much more from it. So much more than just a measly Gucci bag.
So now you hold back until you get what you want. And then you... What is it that you do?
It has to be a feeling for me. I have to feel a certain way. And it has nothing to do with... When I feel protected... But it's not for other things. When I feel protected, when I feel loved, when I feel secure, like, it's a beautiful feeling.
But women can have all of those things and still play games.
I can't speak for those women.
You're speaking on them when it comes to everything else.
No,
what
why
I'm you
saying,
can't speak for them now?
Because I don't really know too many women who feel like that with men and still continue to play games.
Don't make any sense, do it.
No, I don't know too many women like that. So that's what I'm saying. I can't speak on that. I can speak for other things, but I can't speak for that. Usually, and I'm going to put it out there. Every person that I know, babe, every woman that I know, the dude is a fucking deadbeat, bro. I'm not even going to lie. The women holding it down.
We live in America. We live in a place where every black man is being held down.
You can't.
Ain't no opportunities for us. We can't. I'm not finna. You can't tell me that there's equal opportunity out here. The women are holding it down because they have more resources. They can tap in easier to more things than a black man can. So you can't tell me that the playing field is even, and that's the reason.
No.
The playing field is not even. It's not even. They not shooting black women in the head. They getting black men to shoot women because of the issues that we have within our households. Those issues continue to fester, and now the nigga want to kill the girl want to get another nigga to kill the nigga she with, and the so-called oppressor ain't got to do nothing but keep giving resources to a black woman.
Because people are not cleaning out their energies. They're not clearing their energies. They're building all this anger, all this.
You can make an excuse for all of it. The playing field is not even.
I get that.
You get and if you get it, and black women do get these resources, Section 8 and all this shit, why don't they help the man? Put the man in a position so that he can proceed to protect and provide in the way that he know best. But if you holding all of the benefits and looking at a nigga like he a bum ass nigga because he can't get nothing, then you at fault.
But you gotta understand, and see, majority of women who are on Section 8 or who are on food stamps or who, and I'm gonna say this, their mentality ain't right, babe. They hungry too, and they don't feel 100 about themselves.
Right, so they look to the so-called oppressor for the shit that they can't get themselves.
And the men that deal with those type of women is the same. They fucking fucked up. There's not everybody, but the majority of people who stick to this system they're lost completely and they're afraid. They're not even trying to step outside the system. I know somebody who trains their kid to sign up for Section 8 when they turn a certain age. What? Why?
Sound like a woman.
It is a woman.
That don't sound like a man.
It is a woman.
That don't sound like a man doing that.
And she's been on welfare her whole life. She's like almost 60 years old. Or just turning 50 something.
That's not nothing to brag about.
I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you, like the mindset of some of these people.
I mean,
she a good person though. From the outside, you feel me? But in her mind, I don't think she thinks she's doing anything wrong. She actually gave her baby, she gave her son, her son's baby's mama, his social security number so the baby mama can get on welfare. True story.
So you see the type of shit that black men have to deal with? So you can't get mad at a nigga for stepping outside his race when black women here in America act like that. Can't get mad at
I got
nigga.
Stories about what white women do too. They all
get that same shit from the so-called oppressor. We're not gonna take the
conversation.
I'm
just gonna say if your soul is ugly, it don't matter what color you are. Period. Souls have no color. Souls have no gender.
But it's not. Yeah,
you
yeah,
feel me?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Spirits and all that.
But,
so if it's ugly and if it's bred out of hatred and greed and envy, that's what it's gonna be. No matter what color you are.
It's crazy because a lot of people be sounding woke and still do the same shit that they talk shit about other people for doing. They do the same shit. resources dwindle, they resort to the same shit.
They're not cleansing their energies. I'm telling you.
How do you cleanse your energy?
It's simple. It is so simple and people don't even know that.
How?
You have to go back into nature and give to nature. You have to cleanse your body on a cellular level. That means you have to eat right. You have to breathe right.
That means you gotta cook. That means you gotta
yes.
clean. That means you gotta stop being a lazy ass broad and quit depending on other people.
Not just broad, dude too.
I mean, if a nigga out here ain't got no resources, he either gonna die. Like it don't.
It's not complicated.
The kids aren't left with the man. So I'm gonna be real. If a man chooses to live a life of iniquity and all that shit, guess what the world gonna do? Cut the man off. If a woman decides to do that, they're not going to cut her off. They're going to keep her in the... So all of this poison, these poisonous attributes that these spirits have, instead of cutting the one, they're going to cut a man right off.
Yeah, but we
can't... And leave him for dead. They're not going to do that to a woman.
We have to understand that is what's happening, but you can't focus on it. Because we
have to, because that's the problem. You can't... You got to focus on the issue.
The issue has to be
in order to resolve it.
The issue has to be there, but the focus has to be on the resolve.
Well, 9 times out of 10, niggas is trying to get the next Birkin bag, the Gucci belt, the Jordans.
Focus.
All these hoes is talking about materialistic things.
We have to understand that, but the focus has to be on the resolve. Solution-focused energy. Solution-focused thought. And we can continue talking about it all we can, but if you're not focused on the solution...
You got to come better than that, though, because...
What you mean, come better than
that? You got to give it... You can't just tell somebody what they need to do without showing them how to do it.
You got to walk the walk, man.
And that's what I'm saying. A lot of these people preach that shit, and then when they're hit with a trial or a tribulation, they don't know what the fuck to do. Niggas just be talking because of what they read and shit. They don't go through this shit.
Everybody puts a price behind it, and this is where I know I lose a lot of people. This has nothing to do with money. You cleansing your energies and putting yourself in a position to where when you do get that bag and it's beneficial and it will help out, it starts with just being present in the moment and understanding where you are and accepting that in order to change, in order to cleanse, in order to heal, and then moving forward while you're healed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be real. You can't do none of that shit if you don't go to the Most High. You can't focus on nothing else positive until you fix and cleanse your goddamn self.
Yeah, for sure.
Yourself.
And yes. That's why I just was saying that.
But people just be saying it.
We're not worried about them people, babe. We're gonna worry about what we can do.
Now we're gonna worry about
it's so much. They do really do it.
It ain't too much.
I said it's so much. I didn't say too much.
That's a mindset. And we just veered off, but the roles, because that's what we talking about. We're not talking about confused spirits. We talking about gender roles. The woman has a role. And if she don't play her role, everything else fails. The man can play his role perfectly. If the woman don't play her role, everything else fails.
What? I don't agree with that.
How?
If a woman...
So look at the pecking order. The man is the head, the woman is the neck. Am I right?
Right. Okay.
The head can't send signals to the body without passing through the neck.
Okay.
That's what the spine is for.
Okay.
The whole nervous system is connected to the head, but through the neck. Right. So I could tell you all the things that you need to hear, you being a woman, but if you don't relay that message and you cutting corners and you being lazy with what I tell you and you not doing everything that I ask you to do, now it's also your discernment has to be, it's my job to make sure that your discernment is good enough to pass that message on.
Yeah, and find men who are like that. There's not a lot that
it's not about the man. Seen it. It's what I'm trying to tell you.
So a neck just won't be a neck without the head?
No, because we two different entities. Look, what I'm saying, my point is, I could be a deadbeat, or I could be the perfect example of what a man should be. If the woman that I'm with ain't shit, then the whole system ain't shit.
Most definitely. But a man still gotta do men shit.
Period. And it's not a woman's job to determine that. It's not a woman's job to make sure that you're doing what you gotta do. It's not, that's where we fuck up at.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Because we put that pressure on a woman. And she don't know how to handle that.
No, and that's what we remember how we were speaking? It's not my job to heal you, my nigga. You feel me? It's not my job.
And people, so what is your job? This is what I'm asking.
People, I told you.
What's your job?
I told you. What is it? I live spirits. But it's not my job to do it. It's just that's my role. And to me, I'm no healer. I am no helper. I am someone who just comes with a message, and it's up to you to take from that message what you want and do with it as you please. That's the only thing.
Are you just that because there's too much accountability in other things?
As a healer and stuff?
All you do is live spirits.
No, what I'm saying is...
But everything else that you say that you're not doing, that you don't do...
No, there's
is
not.
Is it because of the... Is
that's
it because
not in my control. I can't control
lot,
the next...
There's a whole lot of accountability in that other shit.
I can't control that. That's why I be careful how I listen and be careful how I speak. But me convert, I can't convert nobody. That has to be up to that person. So like I said, all I can do is be me, walk in my light and my truth, and be the example. But as far as that and what it does with it, that's up to the universe. That's up to the higher power. I can't control that.
So again, your role is to live spirits and that's it.
That's not just my role, but that's
so
a big,
what is your
that's
role?
A big role.
Okay, we got past that. You live spirits. What else? What else do you do?
Serve the Most High.
What else do you bring to the table?
Beauty.
What else?
And always.
What else?
A stable foundation.
What else?
I mean, the list goes on. But where was
I want to hear it. I want to hear it because this is what the point is to know, to hear, to know that you know. Because if
I'm asking, am I saying right things or what? Because you
no, I'm just right. I'm letting you get it off because this is what you feel that you bring to the table. This is what you feel you should be bringing to the table.
Oh, stability. Woo!
That's what you bring.
Stability.
That's what you bring.
Stability. Stability. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but no, I can bring whatever it is that I need to bring in the moment that's needed, whatever's needed.
What if you miss moments?
Hey, shit happens.
Wow.
You feel me? I can't be perfect.
Can you?
But I know if I'm not on point, it's not gonna, or off point, it's not gonna last too long. I built foundations. I built, you know what I mean? I've made do with what I had.
You good with that?
I can always be better. I believe that.
Right.
I think everyone could always be better.
Right.
What's the point, though? What was you trying to... You just want to...
Because I didn't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know unless I ask. I don't know unless you tell me. I'm not a mind reader.
You sound aggressive right now.
Of course.
Why?
Because it's frustration.
Frustration from what? Just, like, what the men have to deal with?
Yeah, because men have to deal with a lot. Women don't have to deal with a lot.
Are you sure?
Are they shooting women in their fucking head when they pull them over?
I think we just processed.
Y'all are getting benefits still from the government. Still, y'all getting benefits. If a white man like you and you feel less of yourself, yeah, you can veer off and get more benefits. Black men can't do that nowhere.
Black men ain't really tried to take. What? How many? Okay, let me ask.
Exactly.
You a
stop. Stop. We ain't tried to take. We've been allowing niggas to give us plenty.
Yes.
Yeah. My
question to you is, how many men is gonna be the ones that's gonna raise the kid if the mama ain't cool?
I know a few niggas. I'm glad I know those people.
Right.
I'm glad I know. I'm glad those men are in my circle.
As a whole, and I think you're right. You did say this too. It's just when the women when a woman fails, the whole system breaks down. You are so right, because when I think about a woman who doesn't want to be the neck of the family, you feel me, nigga? How hard
guess
is
what
it?
She guess what she is? Guess what she is? She don't want to be the neck, because that's a powerful role to play.
It is, and I love it. I love it.
Guess what she is if she don't play her position?
What, babe?
Another child, another kid. Dependent. Another responsibility.
Right.
Woosah. Woosah. I'm good. I'm just, you gotta feel me, cause I'm not talking out the side of my neck. Women, and that's what a lot of women do. Just be talking.
They get together
and they just talk.
Yes.
The fuck is you talking about?
Yes. You know what? And that's when I get with a lot of women, too, because I want to make, you know, business and I want to build stuff.
You can't, because them hoes already know everything. They know better.
Nah, they don't have more than me, but they act like they do when I'm talking. It's like, what the fuck? This is crazy. Like, come on, ladies. Let's get together. Let's do something. Let's build a legacy. Like, we don't have to be in competition with each other.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't build nothing with nobody that can't build themselves up. If you watching somebody and they can't build on themselves...
Without cheerleading.
Don't fuck with them.
Without somebody cheerleading.
Don't fuck with them at all.
Right.
I'm not fucking with a man or a woman that can't build themselves up.
Without cheerleaders.
I mean, you can have a cheerleader.
No, I'm saying, but you have to be...
Some niggas need cheerleaders. But some niggas need cheerleaders. Some niggas need motivation. They not. And guess what? You're going to find that shit out when ain't nobody there no more.
Yeah, they're not always going to be there.
You're going to find it out.
I'm hungry. My lips is dry.
Woo! Bunch of bullshit. Niggas ain't know nothing. Niggas ain't everybody talking this shit. It's crazy. I just think niggas are scared. Everybody's scared. When all else
fails. Well, guess what? You got to do it when you're afraid. You got to do it when you're angry.
And when all else fails. And get the screaming Jesus and all this other. Come on.
People ain't. You gotta do it, whatever the emotion, man. Whatever it is that you need to do, do it regardless of the emotion.
So you can't, as a black woman, you can't get mad at a black man for doing what he feels.
You can get mad.
You can, yeah, but you can't really do nothing.
You can get mad.
But women do hella shit when they get mad. When they get upset, they'll fuck a nigga life up over some stupid shit.
They will. That's true. not me, but a lot of people will. I've heard people slashing tires, breaking windows.
Because she don't want to give up the ass, but she mad because the next bitch giving up the ass.
I mean, hella crazy stuff. I'm looking at her. Why don't you just leave? Just walk away.
Because she a dependent.
I know some men do some crazy stuff to me as well.
Them is bitch ass niggas. Them is bitch ass niggas.
Scared me.
Man, I'm gonna be real. I just leave. Shit. That's my fucking middle name.
You gonna be sad if I left you. Where I don't like just leave. You gonna be like, no, baby, don't go, baby.
I'm gonna be sad.
If I ever left you, you better be sad, though,
huh? Nigga. If you left me, it better be for the right reason, or I won't be sad.
Let's eat, man.
It was one of my favorite episodes. I love how we can freely talk and discuss things with one another. You know, most relationships, people tend to hide who they are and say things just to appease the other person. But we have a more organic, more authentic relationship. And at times, like, again, people think that he's really rude and believe that I'm dealing with someone who is a little bit too aggressive. But you know, people will always see things from their perspective. And I'm happy that we're able to hop on here and just express ourselves, because at times when it's just him and I, we don't talk this much, you know? So I get a deeper understanding for him, his thought process, and it's enjoyable. And so I hope you enjoyed it as well. And I'm gonna post another episode because I gotta keep filling it up until January hits, and then we're going to go back to the original program. Again, I'm Damayanga. Thank you for tuning in to Voice de la Calle. Ciao.